Welcome to House Calls for Healthcare Professionals on this special video edition. I'm Dr. Bill Krauts, Healthcare Industry Director Worldwide for the Microsoft Corporation in Redmond, Washington. Today, we're going to be taking a look at a special announcement that Microsoft made about 8 weeks ago on October 4th, the launch of Health Vault, a series of web services and tools to help people connect, search, and store health information. It was founded with the belief that people have a right to a copy of their health information and the ability to store it securely and share it with anybody they want to share it with. To help explain what this means to the industry, what it means to consumers and to patients everywhere, I brought two very special guests to the studio. They are Peter Neupert. Peter is Corporate Vice President of our Health Solutions Group. Prior to joining the Health Solutions Group, Peter spent some time as CEO of drugstore.com and as a long-term Microsoft executive running many business units here at the company. Also joining us is Sean Nolan. He is Chief Software Architect for the Health Solutions Group and is involved in all the great work that's going on over there, and also a long-term Microsoft guy and spent some time at drugstore.com. So Peter, let me start with you. About 8 weeks have passed now on the date that we're recording this, when we launched Health Vault in Washington, D.C. There's been a lot of buzz about it. What do you think it means to the industry? What was it that you were trying to solve for?
Well, we're trying to solve two problems in the industry, Bill. One is a platform for people to invest in so that hospital providers, payers, and others can find a common platform with which to share information for consumers and to create a consumer environment where they are prepared, engaged, and motivated to get access to their information and use it in their everyday life. And I think we solved the first part of that, where we've gotten the excitement of the payer industry, provider industry, hospital industry. They say, finally, here's an environment where we can invest our dollars and find ways to share the information that we've collected with consumers. The first step we have to do is really get those investments made and connected so that we can get consumers to be able to have access to their information.
Now, one of the things that I've seen in the press, radio and television and so forth at the launch and thereafter is headlines that said Microsoft announces personal health record. But that's really not what you're doing.
Yep. And it's simple to get confused about that, because we talk about personal health information and data. What we've launched is a platform for the sharing and securing of that data, like you mentioned. It's really up to applications on top of that platform or services to be that personal health record. We expect there is one already. CapMed has already launched part of their personal health record, and we expect there to be many personal health records on the platform. And people will have choice. They can choose from their insurance company or choose from their doctor, choose from a third-party provider. So we expect there to be choice. We envision hundreds of applications. Right now, we launched with 50 partners. About 10 of those are really live today, so we're just getting started on the application front. But there's a lot of excitement building in terms of partners who've contacted us after we've got the news out that we were prepared to go live, that they're now working hard to build those applications to be able to move the data from one spot to the next spot and to make sense out of it on behalf of consumers.
And I thought at launch the breadth and depth of those partners was really quite impressive, and not only some of the traditional players you might expect, but you had privacy advocates, you had healthcare organizations who were coming on board, you had American Heart Association and others. I mean, I think that says a lot about what we're trying to do here.
Yeah, I think we're really excited. I was really surprised by the uptake in the provider world. You know, people recognize that, hey, there's a real need, that they work hard to get the information that they have. A lot of them are still on paper. Some of them are in the midst of putting in electronic medical records and other services inside their offices. And they really want to be able to get to the point where they can communicate with patients. You know, we're all frustrated that health isn't in the internet age the way finance is or travel or other things that we do in our everyday life. So people want to do stuff, but they haven't known how to do it. And what I think Health Vault does is help communicate the how. We've figured out how to do it in the right way for consumers. It really is, you know, health data is really private, really sensitive. And we worked really hard to say, okay, what are the principles and policies that we need to put in place to enable consumers to have trust in us? We have to earn that trust. And I think we did that right. We convinced privacy advocates like Dr. Deborah Peel that we had put the right principles in place and that we believe in them. And I think we've convinced the provider industry the physicians out there that, yes, these are the right principles as well. And so finally now we have the framework and the software and the service in place to where we can all invest. It's going to take some time, but we can now invest in getting the data to start to move around. At the end of the day, it's not just about the data. It's about how do I change my life? It's about what does it mean to me and how do I use it to be smarter about the choices I make in my everyday lifestyle. And that's really what we're trying to accomplish, is to make it easier for consumers to have tools to live better, healthier lives. But we had to start with both the framework and the policies and the data as a means to get to that goal.
And it would seem we're off to a very good start. Sean, let me turn to you. People have been able to kind of test drive this thing now for the past 8 or 9 weeks or so as we record this. What's the buzz? What are you hearing?
Well, you know, I think Peter said it exactly right. People are investing, people are exploring and trying, and some of the early adopters and the excited consumers we've had have been able to really get going, and I can show you a little bit of what they're seeing on a daily basis. You know, we've also learned that there's a lot to do, and we knew that, and we're continuing to focus on it and listen to those consumers and try to make things better and better over the next 2, 3, 5 years.
Well, we know how important finding health information is and searching for health information on the net, and you made a considerable investment in really improving the experience around medical search and searching for health information. So let's start there with HealthVault Search.
Absolutely. And in fact, HealthVault Search is the place where we've had obviously the biggest impact on people right away. And it's really the product that today is delivering fantastic value to people. So I can, you know, show you right here, you know, one of the first things people do when they wonder what's online health about, the first thing people do is search. They want to learn what's going on. So if I go right to our live search product, and I say, well, you know, if I was diagnosed with hypertension, what happens to me? And people go to those mainline search experiences, and what we've done is integrated in our health vertical, our health expertise there, and you can see on this screen right here that you're introduced to health results around that hypertension. So if you go further into that, you'll drop right into the HealthVault Search experience. A HealthVault Search experience is really tuned to understand this condition that may be new or scary to you. You can see there's content on the screen here from the Mayo Clinic, from community providers like Wikipedia. Wherever people are comfortable getting their information, we're trying to get it right in front of them. And this has been super successful for us over the last couple months.
So what would you say are the chief differentiators from sort of generic search engines when you're looking for medical information?
Well, really, we actually purchased some technology from a little company called MedStory down in California a number of months ago, and that's been sort of the framework around which we've built the product. And what MedStory did is they actually went to authoritative medical journals, and from that they were able to automatically extract all the sort of connections between complicated health topics. So when I go search for hypertension, what I see at HealthVault Search that I don't see anywhere else in the world is what are the drugs that are relevant to that search? What are the procedures I might have to undergo? What are the natural remedies that are available to me? And that's all laid right out there based on real research, and people can then immediately sort of dig in and get to the personalized information that they care about.
So instead of just this long random list of stuff, you get some context to help you in your search and then some ways to act on that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, let me frame it. We think of it, we're helping people navigate the web, right? I come to search because I have a problem or a friend of mine had a problem. And with the dashboard and these articles and then the web results, all the web, we've now created some navigational aids to allow people to get right to the most relevant information for them, where they're going through their learn, discover, and then perhaps act on their new information. And that's what we're trying to do. And we've done it in a more private way, and I think it's important to point that out, Sean.
Absolutely. From day one, that's one of the things we heard. Peter mentioned it. It's every discussion we have is, this is really important to me, that this is secure and safe. And people very often won't even engage on the web because of these fears. And so we've done everything, both on the search product and throughout the HealthVault ecosystem, to really try to ensure that data is safe and communicate that to people. And you see that ranges from, on the screen here, you see our little green Internet Explorer bar.
Right.
Everything you do in HealthVault Search is encrypted. The logs that we keep of your search information, they're actually truncated much more quickly, after 90 days, rather than some of the longer-term logs that other folks in the industry keep. we don't target at your profile. We target advertisements and monetization against what are you doing right now? And that's actually an experience that people have been very welcoming of and comfortable with. It's not going that next level.
But there's
deep
this
and
permanent
saying,
record of it out there
exactly.
forever. Yeah, that people really fear. And,
exactly.
and as you say, I mean, nothing is more private. Nothing is more important than health
absolutely.
Information. So let's move on to taking a look at some of the other tools you come up with
absolutely.
That relate to the way people use Health Vault.
Well, one of the neat things, sort of the last tail on that health experience, is what Peter said about acting.
Yeah.
You know, people really need to do something about this. And so one of the things we introduce people to is what are some available services and tools through the Health Vault ecosystem that might be useful to this hypertension searcher. And one of those here that I see is the Blood Pressure Management Center, which, you know, is provided. And one of our early partners, the American Heart Association, has developed this application to get their clinical expertise around how to get control of blood pressure over time and encoded that into an application that's available to consumers today. So, and I discover that, and actually I've been using this already. I'll jump right into that application, which is live today. And you'll start to see where that customized ability of the, excuse me while I type in my password.
Secure password.
That's right, very secure password. You know, the intelligence that the American Heart Association has about this stuff gets exposed to people in ways that it hasn't been able to do before. So you can go ahead and you can see a graph of blood pressure over the last 30 days. This fellow we've been tracking, you can see over the past 90 days, it's actually an event that caused him to start doing this tracking. His blood pressure was a little high. You can see in this area right here, this variability that comes with medication use. You really start to see patterns that are hidden in the world that we believe are going to really have an impact on people's lives.
And we should point out, this is fictitious information or someone who has allowed you to follow his information.
Absolutely correct. This is actually one of our program managers who did this over time for demo purposes.
Right, right.
You know, and it's also important to manage other things. If you look at, you know, being able to correlate against weight and what weight looks like and those kind of things, these patterns really start to emerge. The problem has always been, first of all, how do you get that tool in front of people? But also then, how do you get people to continue to use the tool? I think we all know the experience that says, I feel really good about it. I'm going to measure my blood pressure every day.
Yeah.
I do it for 30 days, and on 31, maybe it starts to lag, and at some point it's just gone. Even though it's something that's really important to me.
And there are a whole new generation of devices like this one
absolutely.
That are suited exactly to work with
exactly.
the Health Vault Connection Center.
And what we've done with the Health Vault system is add that device component so that somebody like the American Heart Association gets all the benefit of the engaged user who can actually leverage something more convenient, but they don't have to integrate with every single device.
Right.
Very much like in those DOS days when every printer meant work on every application developer, we've tried to take that off and really built an environment that let the American Heart Association and other application developers do what they do best and not worry about acquiring data.
So show me how the device would work with this.
You bet. So Connection Center is our client application that really helps aggregate this. And I've configured this to actually automatically upload from devices when I plug them in. So really it's as simple as, you know, a few minutes ago we asked Peter to put on the cuff. And
it was a little high.
And he took his measurement. And it's really as simple as plugging this thing in. And it'll take just a moment. It'll recognize that it's available.
So the experience is really what people have come to expect from all the things that they're plugging into their computer these days. Cameras.
Absolutely.
And, yeah.
And in fact, the same folks who actually finally made those cameras work on Windows XP came to us, and after shipping Vista and getting that environment really working for those things, they came to us and they said, you know, this is something that could really help people. We should do the same thing. And they've been able to do that for us.
Yeah. And we think there's going to be a lot of new personal medical devices, right?
So we're going to be walking into the big box store and going down
absolutely.
The aisle, and there are scales and peak flow meters and blood pressure cuffs and a whole range of devices.
Watches, things workout can, maniacs like me.
Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, and really Health Vault's all about enabling that innovation in devices, in services and applications, in provider services, and we really are excited to start to see those things start to come to fruition over the next few years.
Okay, so I can look at something like this over time. I can upload it and store it on a site. I can get guidance from the American Heart Association. But I can also send this information to my doctor, can I not?
Absolutely. And we've worked with one of our really early partners, a company called Cryptic down in Oregon, has actually enabled through the use of patient portals that they provide to doctors, the ability to connect that Health Vault up. If I open up my patient portal for my user here at Cryptic, you can start to see what this actually could look like. I can do things like say, you know what, I'd really like to share that blood pressure information that I've been tracking with my doctor because it's something that, you know, they need to see. And so we will actually be able to send that directly into the medical record of my doctor. I pick which, you know, which provider I have, Harry Winston here. I see and I can review the data that just came through. And I say copy from HealthVault, and it's done.
And increasingly, I mean, there are many providers today who do have their own portals where you can access your medical record. And so with this connectivity, patients then would be able to send this information and add it to their medical record if they were given the permission
exactly.
to do so.
And something we've done even to really preempt that requirement of all that technology kind of being in place in the same time is that HealthVault records can be fax-enabled as well. So even if your doctor is on paper or is one of those doctors that hasn't, you know, had the opportunity
and
to create a real web experience, you can go ahead, take that same readings, fax them directly into your doctor's office and get a whole bunch of that same value. Something we've really tried to work on is we kind of have this ideal where we know and believe the health industry will be in 5 years, but it needs to start being useful before that. And having that continuum of going where everybody is today and getting better and better over time is something that HealthVault has been about, what we've been about from day one.
Let's come back to privacy and security a little bit, because I do think that that is so important. I know you've gone to extraordinary lengths to build that into this platform.
Well, you know, it sort of starts with the basics. Our data centers are physically secure. They're separate from the rest of what Microsoft has. They're in locked cabinets. Conversations between our systems and our partners are all encrypted. So there's sort of a base level of you know, really great technology underpinning that. But in order for all that to really work, you know, you can lock anything down. But for this to be useful, you have to be able to share it too. You have to be able to get the data used and leveraged. And so the challenge and where we think we've really done some great innovation is we've had the benefit of that lockdown environment. But we also have created tools that allow the user to very clearly state who they would like to share that data with, exactly what parts of their record they want to share, and then have that go out in a secure way to those folks. So it's really about making people trust that system, that we've really done a good job, and providing tools that are understandable enough and make enough sense that people will leverage them and use them in both getting use out of their data without actually having to open it up to the world.
And as I understand it, I mean, people can store a range of data and a range of data types in HealthVault.
You bet. And I think this is a really important point and is kind of complicated. I think first you have to start with what are the right principles. And the first principle is the consumer owns the data. They are the unilateral decider of what they want to do with it. And people say, well, geez, who would I want to share? Well, there are many scenarios where you'd want to share parts of the data with non-medical professionals.
Sure.
Right? Take a medication list for your elderly parent.
Exactly.
You know, we've all been through that. Yeah. And they're really complicated. There's 10 or 12. And in my environment, we had two or three brothers that were trying to deal with it. And how do we get the right information? It was always changing. And so we learned early on that it's about a family health manager. It was about enabling the arbitrary sharing of particular parts of the record. So we built the right kind of infrastructure to enable what is a real-world problem. And we think that's what's really important. It's, yes, we have to get the data right, but you also have to get it, as Sean said, to a spot where we can share it in the right instance, sometimes with the doctor, sometimes with a care manager, maybe it's the insurance company, because we all need to look at the same data elements, sometimes it may be with a family member. And that's the important part of how do we start creating an environment where we can all start to build investments, software applications and services and devices, around this common platform that puts the user in charge.
And Sean, I know one of the things that comes up is people say, what happens when I show up in the emergency room and maybe I'm unresponsive or something, but I know you carry a card in your wallet
actually
with the URL on it, right?
I actually do. That's another one of our partners called CapMed, and they have a product called the In Case of Emergency, PHR. And what you could do through this same cryptic portal allows me to take a full snapshot of everything that my doctor knows about me. So I can start with that kind of automated, always up to date record. I can edit it or manage it as I like at the CapMed product, and then actually it's available to emergency technicians wherever I am, whether I'm on vacation. I sort of carry my card with me here, which nobody can read, which is good, but it has my personal URL on that.
Right.
And that personal URL actually allows anybody who needs to give me the care I need to get that.
Can I share your whole medical history with us here?
Well, John Smith's medical history. And this access now is available, you know, to anybody. And the thing that's exciting about that to me is really that it's secondary, and those uses for this data, once I have it in one place and I trust it and I'm able to keep it up to date by exchanging with providers and managing my devices, I can use that in ways that today, really people aren't able to get over the hump, you know. Really keeping that up to date and making sure that my allergies and my medications are up to date, that's a big deal for somebody right now for a service that, boy, will they ever use it in their lifetime? Maybe, maybe not. But when they need it, boy, do they need it.
Yeah.
And so Health Vault allows you to have that kind of secondary use of that data available to you. And I think, ultimately, we'll see many, many more services like this that take advantage of the fact that that data is now just there and ready and accurate.
And make it easy.
Absolutely.
We've got to make it easy.
Make it easy. And I think, just from what the little bit you've shown us and the amount of time we have, that what really does come through, back to this notion of that we didn't launch a personal health record. We launched a platform, a web services platform, where a whole bunch of partners like Cryptic, like these others you've mentioned, can provision services to healthcare organizations, to consumers, to patients. And that's really a differentiator in what we're doing.
Absolutely. It really is new in the industry, and we think it enables a whole lot of new stuff.
All right, Sean, thank you. Well, Peter, let me turn back to you. So, I mean, as a physician, I know how frustrating it is to have my patient's information scattered across multiple hospitals and clinics. As a patient, it's devastating sometimes to get at your information in caring for elderly parents. I know what a challenge that is. If you look at your crystal ball and you project out 5 or 10 years, where do you think this is taking us here in America?
I think there's lots of things. One, I think it will bring physicians into the internet age in terms of how we do everyday transactions with physicians, how I get lab results, how I keep up to communications. I may not have to sit in the office as much, but I'll get the same kind of care because we can share data, maybe user-generated data. I think probably the most important thing, the biggest crisis for America right now is in chronic conditions.
Yeah.
Chronic conditions are self-managed, that we live with them for a long period of time. And the real expense comes not when we're managing them under control, it's when they get out of control. And I believe in-home monitoring with devices connected to somebody who can say, hey, does this exception matter or not matter, and make sense out of that, can really change the cost and the people living better by keeping them out of trouble.
Yeah.
And so I can imagine a world 5 to 10 years from now where we have lots of devices in the home that make it really easy to self-manage and to be able to share that self-managed information with a service that makes sure I stay out of trouble. And that'll be better quality care at a lower cost in a better environment. Yeah. And that's really exciting. I think that's exciting for the industry, because there's a lot of investment around it. And I think it's really exciting for users, because they're going to get the benefit of software, services, and communications capability in something that's so important, their health.
And besides all this that we've seen today, of course, I'm extremely excited in terms of home monitoring, some of the things that are possible about what some of our other technologies bring to bear around unified communications and personalized telemedicine and other things that were just very hard and very expensive to do in the past, but have become commoditized and really are going to change the landscape, I think, of the way we practice medicine. Yeah. Well, thank you, Peter, and thank you, Sean, for joining us today. If you want to take a look for yourself, go to www.healthvault.com. Pretty easy to remember. Take a look for yourself and see what Microsoft is doing to improve health around the world. For all of us at Microsoft, I'm Dr. Bill Krauts. Thanks for watching.